The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to our show. Here along with the whippersnapper producer Adam Walker, I am your pumped up purveyor of principled, passionate patriotism. And if you stay with us, you'll be listening to Denver's only live, local, conservative Saturday morning show right here on 710 KNUS. It's a lot of P's now that I think about it. That's almost political perfection. Pumped up, purveyor, principled, patriotism. How many P's is that? Producer, political, perfection, pumped up, one, two. That's about 10 P's without a pop. Ron Bailey would be very, very proud of me.
Yes, I did go to the Ron Bailey School of Broadcast and learn to talk like this.
I'm Randy Corcoran. So good to have you along this morning, 6:06 on your Saturday. If you were supposed to be at work at 6 o'clock, forget about it. It's Saturday. But I'm so glad you're here. We've got a busy show today. It's a gorgeous morning. Chilly outside right now, but high today around 43. Cooler tomorrow. Lots of sun. And then some more snow maybe, at least up in the mountains come Monday. But we're grinding our way to spring. And for me, anyway, that is very, very exciting. Big day today. In case you didn't know, it's National Pizza Pie Day. Too bad that doesn't correlate, I don't know, with Super Bowl Sunday. But I've been honest about it before. I was a hard partying fool as a young man, and there were plenty of mornings after where breakfast consisted of cold leftover pizza. I mean, that is how you celebrate pizza. National Pizza Pie Day, cold leftover breakfast pizza. Thanks for the memories. All right, it was a unbelievable to me, just thinking back on my own history as I head towards 60 years old now, that last Wednesday, February 6th, was President Ronald Reagan's 106th anniversary of his birth. 106 years ago, what would that be? February 6th. And then carry the tune. And in 1913 was when Ronald Reagan was born. And I thought it might be kind of fun to open the show with some of the, well, here's just one piece of one of Ronald Reagan's absolutely amazing freedom speeches. How far away from this, until President Donald Trump came along anyway, how far away from this have we fallen, especially in the Democrat Party?
It's recorded that shortly after the Declaration of Independence was signed in Philadelphia, celebrations took place throughout the land, and many of the former colonists, they were just starting to call themselves Americans, set off cannons and marched in fife and drum parades. What a contrast with the sober scene that has taken place a short time earlier in Independence Hall. 56 men came forward to sign the parchment. It was noted at the time that they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors. And that was more than rhetoric. Each of those men knew the penalty for high treason to the crown. We must all hang together, Benjamin Franklin said, or assuredly we will all hang separately. And John Hancock, it is said, wrote his signature in large script so King George could see it without his spectacles. They were brave. They stayed brave through all the bloodshed of the coming years. Their courage created a nation built on a universal claim to human dignity, on the proposition that every man, woman, and child had a right to a future of freedom.
Yeah, when I think about that history, when I read American history, when I hear someone with the perspective of Ronald Reagan, who in spite of the mocking and the way he was treated by the mainstream media of his day, was a very well-read, very thoughtful individual who had gone through such major transitions in his life. Hollywood actor, started off as a liberal, a union head, union chief, in the days when communism was working its way into unions and being, kind of the seeds were planted for where people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez have brought us to today. But when I hear stuff like that, and then I look around at the politics of the day and I see who the enemies of freedom are, Alexandria Cortez, Ocasio-Cortez, all of this litany of Democrat presidential candidates who signed on to the New Green Deal. Those are the enemies right now. And we're worried. I mean, just think about it. I understand that we have raised up in some large part a generation of bright kids, technologically savvy kids, excited, energized, living in a world they can't even imagine what the vast majority of the rest of the world actually lives like. If they were privileged enough, lucky enough, won the genetic lottery and the birth location lottery to be born in the United States of America, they can't begin to imagine what life would be like under socialism, what life is like in so many other parts of the world. It's such a blessing to be here in the United States of America. And so I understand that someone like Cortez, Ocasio-Cortez, Cory Booker, Pocahontas, I think she's in trouble. This Indian heritage thing just keeps coming out to bite her. You got to believe there's going to be more applications like her law school application and that was just released or found this last week where she listed herself as an American Indian, just took advantage of that lie to put herself into an advantaged position over other people trying to get into college, trying to get into law school, trying to get the first job, become a professor, et cetera, et cetera. I think she's in big trouble. But when you look at those folks, the enemies of freedom, and you scratch your head and you think, wow, it shouldn't be too hard to beat this. These are not people who are armed with tanks and cannons and machetes and muskets coming into our land with the strongest army that the world had ever seen up until that time, the strongest military force in the world. These are just goofy people with ridiculous, dumb ideas. Ideas that aren't innovative, aren't unique and thoughtful and full of promise, but ideas that have been time-tested and failed time after time after time. We should be able to beat these guys. And we sure as heck shouldn't be fearful, like, oh, the country's coming to an end. Oh, if another Democrat gets elected as president, it's the end. It's not the end. Think about what Ronald Reagan said in that speech that we played just a minute ago about what the founders, the original citizens and patriots and founders of this country went through to preserve, not only to preserve, actually not yet to preserve, to create this bastion of liberty and opportunity. And we can't gear back up for another political battle here in the state of Colorado, where the Colorado legislature and full Democrat control is overreaching time after time after time, where Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the primary spokesman for the Democrat Party right now. Yeah, there is risk. We cannot take that person and her charismatic smile lightly because she appeals to her fellow college kids, which is really all she is. What is she, 25 years old? Very young. I do believe that her election was a fluke, that there was an opportunity for an extremist to grab a seat. Something, what was it, 16,000 votes, I think, she earned to grab her seat in Congress. And now she's the spokesman for the future of America. But our college kids, so many of them, not mine, by the way, but so many of them are caught up in the energy and the sweet-sounding view of the world perspective. We're going to perfect the planet. We're going to protect and defend the planet. Oh, that sounds so good. It feels so good. We have to take her very, very seriously. But it doesn't mean we can't mock her incessantly. That's the way the Democrats play it. Rules for radicals. It's right there. Marginalize, attack, always be on the attack. Republicans need to learn that game. Donald Trump has been trying to teach them now for what, gosh, 3 years since the presidential campaign and now as president of the United States. It truly may turn out, and feel free to call me if you disagree, 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. It may turn out that Donald Trump is the most effective conservative-leaning president of the United States that we've ever had. And the reason I say that, no diss on Ronald Reagan, the media, such as it was, in the 80s, was just as ugly, just as evil to Ronald Reagan as the current media is, in 2019 terms, to Donald Trump. But Reagan only had to deal with CBS, NBC, ABC, and NPR. He didn't have to deal with 24-hour-a-day, round-the-clock CNN Trump bashing with Democrats opening up every possible investigation they can think of. Oh, we're going to got to get his taxes. We're going to look into his business. We're going to go after his kids. We're going to find something. The Democrats are a party in search of a person to take down. They are not in search of crimes, or they're not responding to crimes and then investigating to find out perpetrators. They are intentionally, aggressively, and dishonestly going after this president day after day after day. And with CNN, MSLSD, and the others out there, instant access on Twitter, etc. No president has ever been under an assault like this. Ronald Reagan, with his wit and his presence and his comforting sounding voice, was able to manage ABC, CBS, NBC, NPR, because when he went on, when he took hold of a presidential microphone, when he got to the bully pulpit, he had that same audience, and people were watching, and people were listening. The Kill Trump media avoid covering Trump when Trump is being presidential as much as possible, or they distract and divert. Ronald Reagan didn't have to put up with that. When he went on, he got full coverage, and it was pretty easy to keep track of the nonstop assaults. But Donald Trump understands current media. Donald Trump understands social media. And Donald Trump, I'll tell you what, from where I stand, just watching him so closely over the last 3 years, listening to him, the time it took me to become a fan and a full-fledged supporter, I have perspective on how this guy has changed. And after that State of the Union speech, my conclusion is he has a complete understanding and he is beginning to get full command of that office. And these next 2 years are going to be something. Because, yeah, the Democrats are setting up every committee, setting up every attack opportunity. Little Adam Schiff coming out and throwing out this new allegation and going to set up this new investigation. And the American people want to see the president's tax returns and just all of the stupidity. No talking about his little covert meeting up in Aspen with the dossier man. But Donald Trump is going to have some tools at his own disposal. Matthew Whitaker, kind of a disappointment in this interim attorney general role. He looked like a tough guy, sounded like a tough guy, doesn't really act much like a tough guy. Although he was pretty funny in the hearing yesterday. Pretty funny in the hearing yesterday. But Bill Barr, William Barr, will be sworn in as the next attorney general of the United States of America, I imagine sometime this coming week. And I have to hope, I have to pray, this is a man who is at the end of his career. He doesn't have long-term political aspirations or long-term considerations and has to negotiate and navigate landmines to not do damage to his own personal future. I have to trust, until there's evidence to the contrary, that Bill Barr, selected by Donald Trump, is the right man for the job. Because Trump certainly had his experience in the first year putting the wrong people around him, putting the wrong people into his cabinet. And he chose Bill Barr. And if Bill Barr does his job, if he opens up the investigations that should have been going on for the last 2 or 3 years, if he shuts down the ridiculousness of the FBI and their, have you seen the video of the FBI colluding with CNN before they raided Roger Stone's house? I think, I know for sure it's on InfoWars, but it's probably all over the internet now. But they were literally telling CNN where to be. Here's where we're going to go. Here's what we're going to do. The whole thing was staged. If Bill Barr is the right man for the job, if Donald Trump has learned from his bad picks and made a good one by hiring this man, extremely experienced, end of his career, so nothing to lose by simply doing the right thing, then these next 2 years, Donald Trump wants to be president for 6 more years. You can count on it. And as antsy as we've been, as worried and wondering about, is the truth ever going to come out? Is the Mueller BS ever going to stop? Yeah, you notice if you actually listen once in a while to CNN or MSLSD that, or read the mainstream press, that they're already starting to get their rabid Trump-hating supporters ready for the fact that the Mueller report is going to be a whole lot to do about next to nothing. That's why all these different people are getting busted for process crimes and crimes that occurred long before the presidential campaign and other facets of their life at CNN, MSNBC, and others don't make that distinction. They just talk about all of these people who surrounded Trump. They're going down one by one by one. Absolutely nothing to do with Russian collusion. Absolutely nothing to do with dishonest or illegal activity by this president. But they're already fertilizing the field for the fact that the Mueller report is not going to take out this president, period. Donald Trump has stood up through all of it. That State of the Union address, with perhaps one exception, the family leave proposal that his daughter is insisting on and he's buying into, you know, maybe that's just some manna for some of the moderates and the leftists out there, I don't know. But I don't like those kinds of big government forcing businesses to spend certain ways policies. But setting a couple of policy differences aside, that State of the Union was incredible, was amazingly presidential. And it shows in the polling. CBS, 76% liked the speech, liked Trump's ideas on immigration. CNN poll 50+% liked. Oh, man, did they hate reporting that. And the president's approval ratings are up 50% in Rasmussen, 47 or 48% in a Hill. Forget the other co-name of that poll. It worked. It's game on. And as far as I'm concerned, these Democrats, especially these dopey ones, man, they came to the right place if they want to fight. I think President Donald J. Trump is ready for that fight. And, yeah, it's going to be a good couple years to be in talk radio, to be a Trump supporter, and to be a fan of our freedom, our security, and our future prosperity here as American citizens in the greatest country in God's green earth. So, anyway, 303-696-1971. I've babbled right up to the first break. Got some great audio, including the craziness of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on display. We'll play some of that for you and get to your calls when we come right back. 303-696-1971. Adam Walker's waiting. I'm Randy Corcoran. Stay with us on 710 KNUS.
Matt Dunn here, and talk about a great week with Trump's masterpiece, Sotu, set against cultish socialist opposition. We simply marvel as Democrats take turns cliff diving. Cherokee Liz Warren, Jeff Selfie Bezos, sneaky Adam Schiff, plus that weird Green New Deal that has cows in the crosshairs. Trump hits 5-0 approvals. Oh, we'll have fun on Sunday.
Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn, Sunday evenings from 5 to 8 on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Dennis Prager here inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour, a tour through the land of Israel in December 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. Walk the ancient temple steps, sail on the Sea of Galilee, and so many more unforgettable moments. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. With expert guides and important lectures at key sites, we'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations the whole time. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose.
An extraordinary adventure to Israel can be yours. Join the Stand with Israel tour with Dennis Prager, a 10-day expedition to the Holy Land that will change your life, all in the comfort and safety of first-class accommodations. Register today at 710knus.com.
With all the recent news about online security breaches, it's hard not to worry about where your data goes. Making an online purchase or simply accessing your email could put your private information at risk. You're being tracked online by social media sites, marketing companies, and your mobile or internet provider. That's why I decided to ensure my privacy by using ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is easy-to-use apps that run seamlessly in the background of my computer, phone, and tablet. Turning on ExpressVPN protection only takes one click. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. Protecting yourself with ExpressVPN costs less than $7 a month. Everybody in my family uses it, and we've paid for it. Protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Prager. Express, E-X-P-R-E-S-S, VPN.com/Prager. 3 months free with a year package. Visit expressvpn.com/Prager to learn more.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, here's the great selling point of Relief Factor. Well, actually, the greatest selling point is that it works for the great majority of people who use it. But the big selling factor is really this. You can get all the pain relief benefits of Relief Factor without the negative side effects of ibuprofen. A couple of years ago, with great sciatic pain. I would take ibuprofen a lot, and it helped, but the side effects were so awful after a while that I just had to discontinue use. But that's not the problem with Relief Factor. So that's huge. So if you've been using any form of ibuprofen, now you don't have to with Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com, check out the pricing, and please give it a try because pain is pretty awful. Or call 800-500-8384. That's relieffactor.com.
If you're thinking about updating that outdated kitchen or bathroom, now's the time. I'm Ted Spear, co-owner of All About Cabinets and Countertops at 35th and Wadsworth. Don't overpay for your cabinets and countertops. Our current specials and upgrades mean thousands of dollars in savings, even over those big box stores. Let us go to work for you. Come check out our showroom or call us today. 303-456-6400. That's 303-456-6400. Or visit our website at allaboutgreatdeals.com. Make a difference without the expense with All About Cabinets and Countertops.
I like my tutor because he is very helpful and he is hilarious.
If you have a heart to help kids, there's an amazing opportunity to partner with Wiz Kids Tutoring right here in Colorado and make a lifelong impact on kids who are hungry to learn. Wiz Kids provides free one-to-one tutoring and mentoring relationships to low-income kids all over the city. They have 50 sites throughout Metro Denver. You choose when and where you want to tutor. Experience the joy of helping kids thrive in the name of Jesus. There are kids waiting for tutors now. Visit WizKidsTutoring.com. That's WizKidsTutoring.com. Or call 303-504.
Go to 710KNUS.com to download our free mobile app and listen to 710KNUS on your phone, anytime, anywhere. Message and data rates apply. Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710KNUS.
Well, there's our early call for our very first lady caller of the day. We're looking. 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. Those are the songs that I grew up on, and I really appreciate that Adam and Kelly have packed them in there to, just puts a smile on my face as we roll through the morning. It's mighty cold outside, 27 degrees in Aurora, but this looks to be accurate. I've looked at it a couple of times. 16 degrees in Denver. There's also an ozone alert in Denver so far this morning. So, if you've got respiratory issues or whatever, probably a good day to stay in, at least for now. But we'll see 43 today, some high clouds and sunshine. 28 minutes to go until 7 o'clock, 303-696-1971. Emails are rolling in, but Henry has become the first emailer of the day, almost without fail, for the last several weeks anyway. And he sent me two memes. Randy, I don't know if you have seen this one, but it speaks for itself. And it says this: "Hey, so remember when Joy Behar dressed as a black lady for Halloween? No? Well, now you do." And it's a picture of her in blackface. And I don't know. She said she was dressing up as a beautiful black woman. I don't think that worked out very well for her. And then the second meme from Henry was about the Electoral College vote. I just haven't talked about it very much. Colorado State Legislature is going to pass the vote that will add Colorado to this compact of states that will give all of its electors, its presidential electors, to the winner of the national popular vote. So the point is to get around the Electoral College and make the presidency a popular vote. Because if that were to happen, for instance, if it had happened in 2016, we would be living under the reign of terror from Hillary Rodham Clinton. But I love the meme that he shows because it says, "This shows the power of your vote in your state if there was no Electoral College. Massive California, Texas, Florida, and New York. That's where the elections would be decided from here on out." But I haven't spent a ton of time talking about it because I'm just not that worried about it. I understand more liberal states will sign on, but there are significant constitutional issues, including the fact that these compacts are banned pretty much clear cut by the Constitution of the United States of America. So First lady caller of the day came and went. Jane, where are you? I can't go to you now. But that's okay. There are a couple of things I wanted to play before our first guest this morning. At 6:45, we're going to talk with Jeff Hunt for a few minutes, the director of the Centennial Institute. Great, great program coming up on Monday. Their monthly programs at the Centennial Institute. I'll let him tell you about it. I intend to be there. Looks like I'll be able to be on Monday night at the Centennial Institute. But I especially wanted to get Jeff Hunt on today because he flew out and was with the President of the United States at the National Prayer Breakfast. And from what I read, Donald Trump was powerful at the National Prayer Breakfast. I think that was just yesterday, wasn't it? Yeah, so Jeff Hunt will join us in a little bit. I did mention, though, before the first break, Matthew Whitaker, for his very unmemorable reign as the temporary attorney general, the interim attorney general of the United States of America, sure was funny yesterday. These Democrats, these attack dogs, under the guise of oversight of the Department of Justice, brought Matthew Whitaker in with nothing other than the intention to rip him, to give him the confirmation hearing that he never had to have because he was a temporary appointee, and to utilize their 5 minutes of fame, each one of these Congress critters, to rip on the president, to talk about the torture of young children on the southern border, and just on and on and on. But I gotta say, Matthew Whitaker, he had the best line of the week. And I did, yeah, I know, I'm sick. I watched some of these hearings. But he had the best line of the week yesterday. And take a listen to this.
Now, in your capacity as acting attorney general, have you ever been asked to approve any request or action to be taken by the special counsel?
Mr. Chairman, I see that your 5 minutes is up, and so I'm here voluntarily. We have agreed to 5 minute rounds, and
the committee.
I think that's a fine place to end the 5 minute rule.
The committee. We'll come to order. I will point out that
you can pot that down. Mr. Chairman, your 5 minutes are up. I had the same experience, and I'll just tell you the story real quick and go to our break, talk to Jeff Hunt on the other side. But when I was in law school, I was a competitor, and so I got on to the University of Denver College of Law trial team and the College of Law appellate teams, and we competed against other law schools all around the country. And we also had internal competitions. And so my partner for the traveling competitions that we did and I got together for a internal College of Law competition, the biggest one of the year. And we got to the finals. And it was an appellate competition. We were arguing, as I recall, it was different sides of assisted suicide. And one of the great things about these competitions for sharpening your skills as a lawyer, as a litigator, is you have to master both sides of the argument, because throughout the rounds of the competition to get to the finals, you never know which side of the argument you're going to be assigned. And so you got to know them both. And that's just good lawyering. Anytime you represent a client, you've got to be thinking about the case that the other side is going to put up against you. But anyway, we got to the finals. Several hundred people in the auditorium at the old College of Law campus at the Colorado Women's College. And Dan Kaplis was there with his wife, Amy. I think maybe she had stopped being a news anchor. And I think Kaplis was maybe was the MC that night. I don't remember. I didn't know Dan. Still don't know him that well, although I've been around him fair amount when he was here at the radio station. But the panel, the judges' panel, was the most impressive panel I've ever been in front of, and it was headed by retired United States Supreme Court Justice Byron White. He was the presiding mock court presiding justice. Rebecca Love Corliss, who went on, she was a Supreme Court, Colorado Supreme Court justice. She went on to be the chief Colorado Supreme Court justice. Wiley Daniel from the federal bench, and a list of other really skilled, smart, and for a law student, intimidating judges. And so I'm the first guy that has to get up. We got the ugly side of the argument, and I'm the first guy to get up and stand in front of this room full of people, spectators, and you know, some local celebrities, and then this panel of judges. And Byron White was known for being really terse, really, you know, just a tough questioner, and doesn't talk a lot, doesn't really let you get into your thing. And he was peppering me with questions. That's how they test you. They pepper you with questions. But one thing that we learned in these competitions, and this is true at the Supreme Court or any appellate court, if you run out of time, you stop. You stop. If the court wants you to finish an answer, if the court wants you to finish your point, then they'll say, go ahead and finish your point, counsel. But that's up to them. And so I forget, I would think I had 15 minutes or something, first one up, and I'd been getting peppered with these questions. We had the ugly side of the debate, and I get to the end, and the judge throws out Justice White, Byron White from the Supreme Court, retired Colorado icon, throws out some tough question. I'd have to go back and look at the video and see what the question was. But people had watched me, you know, doing battle with these judges and just getting my backside handed to me time after time after time. Byron White throws out this question. My time runs out. And I look at the clock. Hard question comes. I pause. I look at the judge and I say, Mr. Chief Justice, I see that my time has expired. And the room just breaks up. Just cracks up laughing, much like what happened with Matthew Whitaker yesterday. So anyway, I thought that was kind of a light moment, and Whitaker showed at least a good sense of humor. It certainly reminded me of that long, boring story I just put you back to sleep with, but had to get it off my chest. So glad to have you along. When we come back, we're going to talk with Jeff Hunt, the director at the Centennial Institute. He was with the president yesterday at the National Prayer Breakfast. Also has a great event coming up this Monday night that I hope to see you at. So stay with us, 303-696-1971. Wake up with Randy Corcoran here on 710 KNUS.
CBS News Update. Impeachment. Growing calls for action to be taken against the lieutenant governor of Virginia.
Impeachment shall be for a high crime or misdemeanor. There's no question that violent sexual assault clearly qualifies as a high crime.
That's state lawmaker Patrick Hope. Two women now coming forward to make claims against Justin Fairfax. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The new accusation against Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax comes from a Duke University classmate. In a statement issued by her lawyers, Meredith Watson says Fairfax raped her in 2000 in a premeditated and aggressive attack. She says the two were friends but never had any romantic relationship, and that she is reluctantly coming forward out of a strong sense of civic duty. Fairfax denied the accusation in a statement, saying, "I have never forced myself on anyone ever." He demanded a full investigation and said he would not resign.
CBS News Update. I'm Jim Taylor.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Dennis Prager here inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour, a tour through the land of Israel in December 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. Walk the ancient temple steps, sail on the Sea of Galilee, and so many more unforgettable moments. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. With expert guides and important lectures at key sites, we'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations the whole time. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose.
An extraordinary adventure to Israel can be yours. Join the Stand with Israel tour with Dennis Prager, a 10-day expedition to the Holy Land that will change your life, all in the comfort and safety of first-class accommodations. Register today at 710knus.com.
Hi, it's Peter Boyles. Look, it's 2019. You're an old guy like me. You're out there, you've been putting off making a will. It's not fun, end of your life, but it's important, it's inevitable, and I gotta tell you what. Now, Michael Bailey, he's a friend of Silverman's. We talked about him for a long, long time. I've been hanging with him. He's a good guy. Tax laws change all the time. Colorado state laws change. So why trust Michael Bailey? He's the good guy. You never know how this end is gonna be, but we do know The laws of Colorado will take it if you don't got plans. Smart money, the best money you can spend. Peace of mind knowing people you love will be protected and taken care of. Michael Bailey. Consultations with Michael are free. Call him today. Weekend, evening appointments are available. He is a terrific guy. 720-394-6887. Online, mblawllc.com. 720-394-6887. Online, mblawllc.com today.
It's that time of year again. Bring the entire family down to the Colorado Garden and Home Show. Hi, everybody. This is Dave Logan. From February 9th through the 17th at the Colorado Convention Center, you'll be able to get ideas while you research, compare, and buy thousands of products and services from hundreds of companies for inside and outside your home. Stroll through an acre of beautiful gardens with 10,000 flowers in bloom. And don't miss the CSU Education Garden to see new plants and get your questions answered by master gardeners. Take advantage of these show-only specials to save big. And in case you didn't know, all your ticket fee goes right back to Colorado nonprofits to build community gardens, greenhouses at schools, and many other great projects.
Belco presents the Colorado Garden and Home Show, sponsored by Dish and Sleep Number, February 9th through the 17th at the Colorado Convention Center. Discount tickets now on sale at AXS.com. Park at Bronco Stadium at Mile High Lot C for just $5 and take the free show shuttle. Presented by Belco, sponsored by Dish and Sleep Number in association with the Denver Post, Nine News, Colorado Garden Foundation, and Team Dave Logan.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text OPEN to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text OPEN to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's OPEN to 350-350.
Where do investors go to create income in today's market? It's not stocks, it's not real estate, and it's definitely not an annuity. My name is Dave Anthony, certified financial planner and president of Anthony Capital, LLC. I'd like to tell you about some fixed investment payouts with targeted double-digit returns that may be appropriate for your portfolio. Text the word income to 313131. Text income to 313131 or go to theretirementincomeshow.com.
Anthony Capital, LLC is a registered investment advisory firm. Dave Anthony is an investment advisor, representative, and insurance professional.
Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Get your motor running. Yeah, it's no problem for me this morning. I am fired up and ready and so glad to have you along here as we get your Saturday morning kicked off on Denver's only live local conservative Saturday morning show. About 13 minutes to go until 7 o'clock. So glad to be joined by someone who's become a good friend. He took over for another dear friend, a mentor, someone I've learned so much from, reading his books, listening to him talk, long meals, good, great conversations, John Andrews. And I'm really, really grateful that Jeff Hunt showed up to step into those very, very big shoes. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy. Thanks so much for having me on.
Better believe it. We're getting your motor running nice and bright and early. Now, you got small kids, so I'm sure you're up pretty early on a Saturday anyway, right?
That's exactly right, and I coach two basketball teams, so we've got basketball kickoff at 8 a.m. this morning, so we're already getting ready for that.
That's awesome. It's just so awesome. My dad's great-grandbaby, my first grandchild was over last night. We give the new parents a night out on Fridays, keep the baby in. I just look at him, just a month and a half old, and I cannot believe that two kids have gone from baby to young adults with kids of their own now. And I've been around to see it all. I mean, I guess my point is, man, enjoy every one of these moments, even when you don't feel like it, because they go way too fast.
Well, you know, and that's we used to live in Washington, D.C., and we loved working there, but we moved back here to Colorado to slow down, spend some time with our kids, and I think we made a wise decision. So we're enjoying it, and a full day of basketball, and then we're going to the Monster Truck Rally this evening. So it's going to be a fun day.
Right, that is a great day. Well, you've been busy. I guess before we jump into your experience yesterday at the National Prayer Breakfast with President Trump and others, let's talk for a minute or two about another great event at the Centennial Institute. You're doing them every month, and the next Monday night coming up is a big one as well. Tell folks what's going on.
That's right. This Monday, Dr. Charles Murray, who wrote that wonderful book called Coming Apart, which gets into kind of the value difference that exists in America, that the real difference that we're seeing between kind of classes is really based upon a value set. And he's going to be talking about his book and how your values are actually determining, in many ways, the economic class that you end up in. And so when we talk about values, it's, you know, staying committed in a marriage, living a life that's devoted to your family has a big impact on your economic class. And there's a great saying out there that the left will often walk right and talk left. And what that means is that if you look at a lot of the lifestyles that the left leads, especially among the elites, they look like social conservatives. They tend to stay committed to their marriages. They invest in their children. They take the raising of their children very seriously. They want to have healthy families. And meanwhile, they're talking about, open relationships and how marriage isn't important, and they want to kind of dissolve marriage. And so you have this kind of interesting phenomenon where the left is talking very liberal, but they're actually living very social conservative. And he gets into that book called Coming Apart. Now, this book has created a lot of controversy. If you remember a few years ago, he was actually assaulted at a college for speaking. And the radical left went after him. But at CCU, we're not afraid of that. We're never going to turn someone like Charles Murray or Ben Shapiro away, like some other schools are doing. We're happy to host them. So that'll be this Monday, February 11th, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Colorado Christian University. And you can get details at centennial.events. That's centennial.events.
That's awesome. And yesterday you were back in D.C. for the National Prayer Breakfast, correct?
That's correct. I've gone to this for a number of years. It's a really unique moment. You know, in the midst of a lot of the partisan fighting that we have, there's one moment each year where both Republicans and Democrats get together and pray in Jesus' name and talk about their faith. And that's important. It's very important for our country that we still have these moments where we can talk about our faith, share our faith, and talk about the influence that Jesus has had in our lives, and that was great. And the president did a fantastic job. There were some really fun moments with him. You could tell he was very tired. He's been going through a lot with the State of the Union this week. I mean, that was just 48 hours before his speech at the prayer breakfast. But he did great. And, you know, on the issues of religious freedom and the sanctity of life, he was crystal clear to the people in that room that he will not let us down. And that drew a lot of applause. And the biggest applause moment of the morning, Randy, was when he said, whether you're born or unborn, all children are made in the image of our holy God. You should have seen, I mean, a room, 3,000 people up on their feet cheering them on. What a difference a president can make. And we have a great president that's fighting for the issues that religious communities care so deeply about.
Yeah, and you know, when you watch the president in front of religious leaders or making pro-life statements at the State of the Union, there's a difference in the Donald Trump that is 2 years into a presidency now, and who,
yep,
in large part, won the presidency based on earning the support of the Christian right. There's a sincerity there. There's a change in demeanor. There is no evidence, no sign, no appearance that there's some kind of, you know, the left and the never Trumpers all want to say, well, yeah, he's just courting the religious right. No, my sense of this man, and you were a lot closer to him than I've been, although I got pretty close to him when he came to the Western Conservative Summit. But This seems like the real deal with him, and it is a blessing to this country and a blessing to people who are defending unborn life to have the primary spokesman in the world talking about these issues with courage, transparency, and truth now. And did you get a chance to did you get a chance to meet him, shake his hand, talk to him? I know you have in the past.
Not this time. I have briefed him before. I was in a small private briefing when we briefed him on religious freedom prior to the election in 2016. But Randy, you're exactly right. He has embodied our positions. When you look at the choice of Mike Pence, you look at the Supreme Court nominees, you look at his defense of religious freedom, the sanctity of life, traditional family values. He gets it and in its core to his presidency. And so he's not going to back away from these positions just because the left finds it inconvenient. And, you know, when you look at what the Democrats are doing in New York and Virginia when it comes to abortion, this radical extremism, when you're basically talking about infanticide, you know, the fact that he's defending the most vulnerable. He has been arguably the most pro-life president we have ever had, the most pro-religious freedom president we have ever had. He's great on those issues, and we should be very proud of him. But I got to tell you one moment just that was just awesome. He talks about Pastor Andrew Brunson, the pastor that was held in that Turkish prison. And, you know, Trump is best when he goes off the script. I mean, he is. He's warm and personable. And so he's talking about how Pastor Brunson had been in prison. He says, "You were in prison long before I got into office. And when I got into office, I said, get him out. We got to get him out. And we got you out."
Yeah, it's terrific.
It was just such a fun moment.
We're about out of time, but it reminded me of when Ronald Reagan brought the hostages home. As soon as he was elected, those bad boys were released. That was a fascinating situation. Talking with Jeff Hunt from the Centennial Institute over there at Colorado Christian University. And, Jeff, do you know Trevor Loudon?
I've heard the name. I don't know if I know him personally.
He's a dear friend of mine. He's going to be on in about 5 minutes here on the show. But he's working on a new movie, and this one centers around the new president of the Southern Baptist Convention. He's a Marxist social justice warrior. New movie, Enemies Within the Church. You may find it interesting if you can listen in at 7 o'clock or pick up the podcast later. I appreciate it. So give the website once more. We've got about 10 seconds.
Sure, centennial.events, and you can get all the details about our upcoming events.
All right, Monday I'll be there for Charles Murray. I hope to see you all there. Jeff, always appreciate your time with us here on Saturday mornings.
Thanks so much, Randy. God bless you, my friend.
Bless you too. All right, we'll take a break. Trevor Loudon on the other side. Wake up with Randy Corcoran, 710 KNUS.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.